Right now, let's bring in Pat Figano and take a look at the weather. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you. This is a very complex situation. I told you about this yesterday. In fact, we spoke about this as early as last week.
Yeah.
And it is really, that is going to be the main focus. Now, today, just partly cloudy and humid in middle 80s. There may be a stray shower or thunderstorm. 70 tonight, cloudy. Saturday, Sunday, some sunny, humid. Thunderstorms possible, 80 to 85. Hazy, humid, scattered thunderstorms Monday, 85 to 90. So that forecast is not based on Henri. Okay? He is 780 miles south of Nantucket, moving to the west-northwest at 9 miles an hour. He has sustained 65-mile-per-hour winds, will become a Cat 1 hurricane. This will be the first time, if it makes landfall in New England, that we've had a hurricane make landfall in New England in 30 years. Last one was Bob, and he did a lot of damage. Now, I'll tell you what's complicating this, and we spoke also about this, is this upper low or trough or jet stream, whatever you want to call it, over the mid-Atlantic. That is going to help to steer Henri north or maybe even turn it northwest. Believe it or not, there are at least two computer models that take this storm in across Long Island and bring it across northwest Connecticut, which would mean we'd get an awful amount of rain. Right now, the thinking is 3 to 5 inches of rain with the system, locally 8.
What
all of the rain, yes.
What are the chances of that actually happening, looking at it right now?
The chances are as good as you skiing in the Alps.
Okay.
Get it?
Yep.
In other words, anything is possible. I've seen two of the models do that. Shades of Sandy, believe it or not. All the other models, even the Euro now, is making landfall in southeast Massachusetts, where the Euro yesterday said it was going to be southeast of Nantucket. And so did the Canadian. Well, now the Canadian changed too. So everybody's making landfall, all the models, making landfall someplace between Montauk and Cape Cod. And then, of course, the question still remains, once it makes landfall, does it turn northwest? If it turns northwest, it's greatly going to affect our region. And most of the heavy rain is to the west and north of the storm track. The heaviest wind and storm surge is to the east of the track. So if you don't know where the track is, you don't know where these parameters are going to be.
Huh.
And that's why the National Hurricane Center has issued a hurricane watch for Long Island, tropical storm watches for western parts of Long Island, and storm surge watch is also in effect. And coastal Connecticut is under a hurricane watch. And they may be elevated to actual warnings come, I don't think about 11 o'clock this morning. They're advisory at 11, but maybe they're advisory at 5. And we spoke about this yesterday. Tons of people vacationing from Cape Cod all the way through, you know, Connecticut and Long Island. So this is really a major problem, Marshall. There is no doubt in my mind. This is just not going to be an easy situation. So our hands are kind of full. And I think Sunday night, Monday is going to be very busy.
For everybody, dude, it's just different degrees of weather. Yeah,
correct. Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's why you get paid the big bucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Oh gosh. Well, we'll see what happens. All you can do is follow it on an hour by hour basis. Really.
That is really, right now I'm following all of the advice and everything from the National Hurricane Center, and sooner or later we're going to have to, grab the ropes and say, well, this is it. This is where, we have to get it down to real local stuff. So I'm glad I'm not the Hurricane Center because I don't know what I would do. I mean, they're advising everybody to prepare right now, but I haven't heard a word about evacuations, but they're talking a storm surge along the shore of either 2 to 4, 3 to 5 feet, and tides are astronomically high Saturday night and Sunday. So that's not good. You know, generally, you get your strongest storm surge just ahead of the eye or the eye wall. So it really does depend on where that makes landfall. Is it going to be Cape Cod? Is it going to be Block Island? Is it going to be New London? You know, any of these areas are in danger. So it's the last thing that we need. You know, that's all I could say.
It's interesting.
It is the last thing we need.
We're coming up. We just had the 50th anniversary of the big storm that hit Connecticut that basically wiped out downtown Winsted, Connecticut. That was a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
That was a couple of days ago. Oh, well. Well, it's obviously you're going to have a sleepless weekend.
I'll be up at the lake tomorrow, but I'll be coming home real early Sunday to cover this.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good day at the lake, and we'll check with you Monday morning and find out really what the details are.
Yes. Just keep your water wings available.
Okay, Pat, I will. Have a good weekend.
Okay. Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.